Chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, and we will read verses 35 through 43. Let us turn our hearts now to the word of the living God. This Moses, whom they rejected, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" This man God sent as both ruler and redeemer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. This man led them out, performing wonders and signs in Egypt and at the Red Sea and in the wilderness for 40 years. This is the Moses who said to the Israelites, "God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers." This is the one who was in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him at Mount Sinai and with our fathers. He received living oracles to give us. Our fathers refused to obey him, but thrust him aside, and in their hearts they turned to Egypt, saying to Aaron, "Make for us gods who will go before us. As for this Moses who led us out from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And they made a calf in those days and offered a sacrifice to the idol and were rejoicing in the works of their hands. But God turned away and gave them over to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, "Did you bring to me slain beasts and sacrifices during the 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You took up the tent of Moloch and the star of your god Rephan, the images that you made to worship, and I will send you into exile beyond Babylon." The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Please be seated. Stephen is laying out his biblical theology for why it is so problematic, to put it lightly, that these religious leaders had turned on the promised Redeemer of Israel. That they had worked with the Roman government in order to bring an end to this rabbi and to his ministry, so they thought. And now, as the church is flourishing, the Jewish government is trying to suppress this portion of what is at this point seen as the Jewish church. It's just kind of one more denomination, one more rabbi that's being followed, but it's very unpopular. And Stephen is laying out for them the case for why Jesus is the true Messiah, the true promised one, the true Redeemer, but these guys were just like their fathers before them and rejected the Redeemer sent to them by their God. And as Stephen spends some time focused on Moses, on his call, his ministry, the work that God did among the Jewish people within the lifespan of Moses, we find here for us today a very important warning. Something that we should be very keen to pay attention to and react to in a good and godly way. This confrontation, this warning comes in regard to our own relationship to Jesus, our own understanding of who he is, who the true God is. First, we see in verses 35 through 38, we see Moses hallowed as ruler and redeemer. He says very clearly, Stephen says very clearly, that Moses was rejected by this question: "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" Perhaps you might hear a little bit of an immature, "Who made you the boss of me?" Right? And Moses says, "Well, God made me the boss of you. God says, I'm the true boss of you. But doesn't this just point to our rebellious hearts? The rebellious hearts of God's people. They prayed for years and years and years and years to be released. And a Redeemer shows up and says, let's go. You're not going to tell me what to do. Okay? They questioned his authority. They rejected him. But we see here listed Moses' resume. Who was this one whom they rejected? What did he do? What was he about? God had sent him through a miraculous ordination. It was just Moses. It was just God there at that burning bush, but it was miraculous. He had called Moses to fulfill his purpose. God's calling on his life. And now it is very interesting that we read early in Moses' life that he was basically an orator. He was strong in words and in teaching. 40 years in the wilderness, not a lot of people to talk to, just a lot of sheep. He had lost that skill. It had gotten rusty. I was going to take some time this morning to call some of you to dust off the gifts that God has given you and start using them in the church. Stop saying, well, I used to do that, but I'm not going to do it anymore. But I decided not to take time to do that. So Moses comes to this miraculous ordination. He leads them out of Egypt. That alone is miraculous. This little band of a few hundred had now become well over 1 million people. And Moses leads them out of Egypt, doing signs and wonders all along the way, from the very beginning, from the moment he walked back into Egypt until his dying day. He was surrounded by the miraculous. He prophesied of the Christ, of this one who was like him, whom God would raise up, a true prophet. A prophet is one who brings to us the truth of God, and who did that more than Jesus Christ. And a close second or third is Moses. And he prophesies of the Christ. He points them to Jesus. Moses fellowshiped with God on Sinai. He would walk up the mountain, or he would walk into the tent of meeting alone, and the cloud would descend. And Moses, more than any other mere mortal, would fellowship with God face to face. That's what's mimicked for us in our worship. As we are raptured up into the heavenly places, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, meets us here. The Spirit descends, and we meet God face to face in worship. That is the true heart of our fellowship as a church. He was the prophet who gave them the living word of God, the oracles of God.